My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 30th September 2009 and the time is 3:10 in the morning, and I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to say your name, age and where you've come from?
Robert Rowland, 35, from Maidstone in Kent.
How long have you lived in Maidstone?
About 12 years now, so, yeah.
What prompted the move there?
So basically just job, after finishing university. I just ended up getting a job locally. Met my now wife, so ended up in Maidstone.
Where did you go and what do you study at university?
Business degree in Pontypridd, sort of just outside of Cardiff, and did it with an industrial placement year, so sort of 4-year course. And yeah.
How did you find the course?
It's okay. It's just being away from home, you know, all the things from 18 to sort of 22, and it's probably spent more time. The social activities than coursework. So,
did you learn a lot during that time?
A reasonable amount. You sort of look back on how you work and what you did, and sort of a lot of the sort of basics of running a business sort of were instilled, probably passed sort of by a little bit at the time, but now, sort of 15 years on, you sort of remember them.
And what did you do after university?
Moved about a couple of bits. I lived in a sort of on a farm in sort of Abergavenny, and then moved about to sort of Bristol. Parents were based back down in Paddock Wood, which is just near Maidstone. So tried sort of a couple of jobs, and then sort of went home for a little bit, and then ended up moving across to Maidstone. So.
And what are you currently doing as a job?
IT recruitment. So I've been working for the Church International company, who are sort of Maidstone based, and been working for them for 11 years now, so.
And how do you find recruitment?
Okay, yeah, you get to look at everybody's lives on sort of paper, so you see, you're very used to seeing people from leaving sort of school and what they achieved in school right through their sort of career to where they are in the present day, so.
And when you're interviewing someone, what do you look for?
Just the sort of basics of, I do both sort of temporary and permanent work, so it's the sort of basics of whether they're going to actually sort of fit the role, how they're going to get on with the person that I've sort of interviewed, that I'm sort of filling their requirement for. So it's very much just sort of people business. And it's just, quite often it's just a feel. Obviously they've got to have the right technical skills because it's just IT based that I do. But quite often it's just a feel as to how they're going to fit within that organisation and the people.
Do you enjoy working with people?
Yeah, it's good. Every day is sort of different. That's a bit of a cliche, but it's sort of true. So yeah, it's a nice job. Obviously, it's got its repetitive side, being, obviously finding somebody a position. But in a way, it's nice because sort of having been in the same place for a long time, people can come back sort of 5-8 years down the line and want to find the next job, or there've been sort of redundancy or all different reasons for people moving, or perhaps they want to hire sort of other people. So they pick up the phone and they're amazed that you're still there and able to help.
And how do you find Maidstone?
It's nice. It's close enough to London. Sort of both me and the wife sort of like coming to London for sort of theatre and everything else, but it's got a little local theatre in Maidstone as well. And it's about a 10-mile drive to my running club. I'm a member of Maidstone, also being a member of Paddock Wood Running Club. So 3 times a week take the kids over to the running club and sort of keep healthy. Obviously doing an office job and a bit of sort of health is important. So.
And when did you get into running?
Just about the same time I finished university. Suddenly started earning money. And whereas you've got the lifestyle at university, you probably don't eat properly, but you go out a lot. And so evenings probably sort of drink a little too much sort of beer and that type of thing during those years. Suddenly you start earning money and you can afford to eat as well. And the weight was sort of coming on, so I thought, got to do something about that. And joined the local running club, which was Paddock Wood. And I've been running sort of ever since, mainly marathons and that type of distance.
Is there a good social aspect to the runnings?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of weeks ago we did a round Norfolk relay, which is around the border of Norfolk, a team of 17 people, and you run sort of so through the night. So my stage was about 11 o'clock at night at Great Yarmouth, running for 15 miles. So this sort of sleep deprivation that's involved today is a little sort of familiar, reminding me of a couple of weeks back. But also travelling for different marathons. I've been to Dublin and New York with various people from the clubs and in the Great Wall of China. So,
what was the experience of running on the Great Wall of China?
Amazing, yeah. I've sort of all the places to go. It's one that just takes your breath away. You know, the size and scale of the sort of the actual wall itself, We went about 5 hours outside of Beijing, and you know, in the middle of nowhere, you see that somebody's built a wall up a mountain, and not just a small wall, it's, you know, huge, and just a sense of achievement to have done that. So.
Is there one particular piece that you would love to run?
I've been lucky enough to sort of run sort of quite a few different places around the world, and each year I do the London Marathon. I've done, I think, 7 now, and I'm going to do it again next year. Out of all the places to run, I think sort of London still takes a lot of beating. So.
What charity do you run for?
I've run for a couple of different ones. Blackthorn Trust is a local charity who supports sort of mentally sort of ill people, and for the last few years I've run for them. Obviously, because I've been running for about sort of 12, 13 years, a lot of the people I know are so used to, they sort of know you can run a marathon, so you have to go and ask them each sort of time for a sponsorship, but it still sort of raise, you know, £500, £1,000 at a time, so it's, I'm sure it's useful.
And you mentioned theatre, what kind of theatre do you enjoy?
Sort of everything. I like plays, sort of, really. I think the most recent sort of one went on tour was sort of Billy Elliot, but I like, you know, just everything, Noel Coward, just the actual sort of live theatre is great. It takes a lot of beating, so quite happy. The wife normally sort of guides what we sort of come and watch, but our kids are sort of 8 and 10, so it is, you know, perhaps a couple of times a year, as it would be nice to do it sort of once a month or something like that.
Would you consider yourself a performer?
No, the wife actually sort of said one of the last things for sort of went out tonight was, you know, you don't normally put yourself up in sort of front of people, and I thought, yeah, she's the sort of more, she sort of does art and amateur dramatics. I sort of said, okay, don't say that, because I don't want to, don't want you to put me off to other things. So.
And can you remember the first time you ever met your wife?
Yeah, it was actually at a Christmas party. So, yeah, a work's Christmas party at the place I was working. And, yeah, sort of, ended up, we'd worked in an office together for about sort of 6 months, and terrible sort of say the sort of Christmas party, but you get in that sort of environment, and yeah, it's about sort of 13, 14 years ago now, so.
And how long have you been married for?
We've been married 10 years, 10 and a half years.
And could you describe your wedding day?
Yeah, it was fantastic. We, locally in Maidstone, a little place called the Archbishop's Palace, which is the local registry office, but it's right on the river, sort of Medway that runs through Maidstone, and basically had a, the building's about 500 years old, and had the sort of wedding in the building with sort of all the friends coming, a lot of university friends at the time, who, so it was a real sort of sense of sort of party atmosphere, and people come from all over the country, and then had the sort of reception on a boat going up the river with a sort of little disco and what have you, so yeah, really nice day. By trip to Turkey the next morning. So.
How was Turkey?
Yeah, really, really nice. One of the places that I keep saying I'd love to go back to, especially with a lot of these sort of Roman sort of ruins and what have you, that were sort of places like Ephesus and Pamukulia were sort of, you know, take your breath away on the scale of the what sort of what's there to be seen. So.
Are you interested in history then?
Yeah, I like sort of documentaries specifically, and like architecture, but not to study, just sort of purely out of the, you know, it's not a thing I'd sort of call myself an expert on, but I just love to look at old buildings. And I went to sort of Australia a few years ago for my brother's wedding, and sort of he lives that sort of now sort of a bit in between Australia and New Zealand, and I thought at the time the one thing that's missing that we sort of take for granted in Britain is the fact we've got so much history. And you know, you can walk up a mound and you can sort of almost not notice a building that's sort of 400 or 500 years old, you know, kind of like that.
So do you enjoy walking around London?
Yeah, a lot of our clients are based in London, so I've sort of got to get to client sort of meetings a lot, and I love to walk, you know, if I've got the odd sort of 15 minutes, I'd always rather than a taxi or tube or what have you, I'd love to sort of go down sort of alleys looking at sort of, you know, the buildings, as I say, and you can literally, I don't know how taxi drivers do their knowledge. I've always wondered, because always seem to find different little shortcuts, you know. So yeah.
And how did you find the experience of becoming a father? Did it change any sort of views on life or priorities?
Yeah, I guess sort of a lot changed. You sort of obviously have to put sort of somebody else first a lot of the times, and just trying to think the impact it sort of must have had. Probably more subtle over sort of time. The wife would probably say I hadn't changed at all, but you know, I'm sure I played golf a lot less. Although I was very bad at golf, so I didn't mind that at all. The actual, probably the sort of logistics of sort of kids, you know, this the sort of time element and sort of the sort of education and all the sort of now is the sort of really sort of enjoyable bit. Where they're sort of 8 and 10, it's you know, the questions sort of constantly, but they're on a sort of level that now is sort of taxing, and I think I can't remember that from school, you know.
And just to bring you to the plinth, how did you first hear about the project?
I think it was in sort of one of the papers or something like that, and I then sort of went to the website and had a look, and just remember thinking what was sort of great idea, you know. So then saw that you could register for it, and really I'd followed it a little bit and tried to persuade quite a few people I know to sort of volunteer, and a few sort of said that they did, and I think out of everybody who volunteered, I was the only one sort of I know who got selected, so that's good.
And how did you feel once you got selected?
I was actually a friend from school in Portugal, and his wife sort of said, do you want to check your email? And I was on a week off work, and probably a few days in, and I thought, well, I'm actually not bothered about checking my email. We were staying with them, and it's just really sort of strange because it was sort of middle of the holiday, and it was the last day to respond to, sort of said, you got a place on the plinth. And I was just like, oh wow, that's that's amazing. It took about 2 seconds to sort of think, 4 o'clock in the morning, do I want to do it? And then, but yeah, you know, obviously there was the option to try and go for another slot, and I thought, well, no, I'd really like to, really sort of, and it sort of give you a lot of time to sort of think about what you'd sort of do up there, you know.
And what are you going to be doing up there?
Beer tasting. So I came up with a couple of ideas first, and one was the Pink Panther, and I got as far as because I thought Plinth Panther, but obviously play on words. And I got as far as ordering the sort of kit online to be sort of Pink Panther outfit. And about 2 days later, I was at work and just happened to click on the link to see sort of what, you know, what that person was doing at that time. And somebody in a Pink Panther outfit with a sign saying Plinth Panther. I was like, no. So then I just thought about, I spent a lot of time speaking to people I know about what to sort of do. And they said sort of something reflects yourself, and it's either sort of running or sort of social side of life. And I thought, well, these sort of entertaining, I thought running was an option for 4 o'clock in the morning, but the actual sort of logistics of getting a running machine sort of up there would have been quite difficult, although I know somebody's sort of done that now as well. So and then I just thought it'd be a nice way to actually have an hour to focus on the sort of tasting sort of selection of beers, and also perhaps people sort of wandering past at 4 in the morning in Trafalgar Square. And picture in my mind was what would they probably want as a free sort of giveaway, and I thought, well, probably a beer. Maybe.
And what do you look for when you're tasting a beer?
I'm probably more of an ales man, and the sort of bit of frustrating thing is the ales all come in bottles, and the sort of health and safety aspect means that you can only really sort of go for the sort of lagers, or there's sort of more lagers in the selection that I've got than proper ales. But sort of probably sort of price and where I'm going, you know, if it's not normally, if I sort of get beers, it's for sort of taking somewhere, and as I say, what's available where I'm at. I'm not somebody who sort of tends to shop in the same shop all the time, you know, so it'll be whatever's there and sort of easiest.
Can you remember having your first taste of beer?
Not really, no. I remember the first time actually buying a sort of beer in a pub in Ireland. Me and my friend were sort of cycling across Ireland when we were about 17, and obviously I think they are sort of slightly early to be doing that, but it was bounds of let's go away onto the holiday. And cycling across from Dublin to Galway, and I seem to remember along the way we sort of stopped off and had pints of Guinness, and sort of each one after you've cycled a fair distance was very pleasant. But I remember in sort of Galway somebody saying, have you got any ID? And sort of being frustrated that I had to go back to my bike to get my passport, and then suddenly thinking, actually I'm sort of really shouldn't, I'm only sort of not quite 18, so that's a bit of a problem. So I thought, but it's just so used to sort of people sort of saying, what are you having when you walked in the pub, just saying a Guinness, you know.
And is there a particular reason why you prefer ales over lager, for example?
No, I suppose on, I guess it's probably the climate thing, you know. If it was a very, very hot day, I'm sure, like sort of having to the holiday places, lager's sort of great. But I think it's a British sort of climate. If you think of a sort of winter's day and an evening, I think it's, you know, I'm not a large sort of drinker, so it's, you know, sort of quality and taste and flavour, more than just sort of the thirst quenching aspects.
And you've mentioned cycling theatre, but what other interests do you have?
Sort of running takes up a fair amount of time. Sort of with the kids, sort of football, you know, sort of basically revolves around weather, sort of being outdoors, historic sort of buildings, sort of Leeds Castle, and then holidays in Cornwall. I just sort of go out surfing and bits and pieces, not that I'd call myself a surfer, but you know, pretty much anything that involves outdoor sport and that side of things.
Have you always been in sort of into sport?
No, it's only something when I sort of finished university, really, and it's something I look back on slightly with regret, that haven't had all that time on your hands, didn't sort of make more of, and now it's a thing that you sort of get the evenings and you get your sort of time away from work and you sort of get a limited amount of time, so I tend to fill it with as much as possible with sort of different sports and involving the kids in doing it, sort of whether it's sort of running on the track or say playing football or, you know, going for bike rides, try and keep as active as possible.
And can you say what at the moment of your life is important to you?
I think the next few years, kids, and trying to make sure they get sort of, you know, through probably teenage years are the difficult years, so making sure it's set up to support the sort of family along that sort of way. That's the sort of most important thing. Outside of that, training for London Marathon. Obviously, the wife's a very important sort of aspect of the family sort of there, but sort of running-wise is sort of where my goals are sort of outside of work and home life are placed. So.
And one final question. This project's sort of about getting a modern portrayal of Britain, so I'm going to ask if I can, in a general sense, for you to paint a picture of yourself at this moment in your life.
Right, okay. In sort of painting a picture of myself, I guess a lot of people in the same sort of are probably sort of quite sort of common in the aspect of trying to balance work, sort of family life, and everything that's sort of on offer, and there's so much free time and opportunity that we get. I think so lucky to be living at this sort of time in sort of society, obviously, apart from the sort of wars that are only a small number of people that hasn't sort of conscription or anything along those lines, and we've got so much sort of freedom that I just think I like to enjoy it, so and make the most of it. And that's probably why with the sort of beer on the plinth, it was more of an enjoyment and a celebration really than anything else, and just to have a good hour up there.
Thank you.
Okay.